all about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Hey, hey, it's that time of the week again when we push out another Your Harrogate Podcast, and thank you so much for listening. Hello, my name is Pete. You can catch me on the radio every single weekday between 10 and 2, but we're busy. We're also out this weekend, the 9th and 10th of December, on our market stall. The Christmas Fair is in Harrogate Town Centre. All part of it is the Christmas Market. We've got the ice rink, the Your Harrogate Ice Rink, half price tickets for that, Your Harrogate. Harrogate.co.uk, and lots of Christmas competitions, including £1,000 to win with our friends at Slingsby Gin. And also, we would love to know, what is your Christmas wish? What can we make true before the big day is here? That's all thanks to our friends at the Inn Collection Group. Take a look at the win page of yourharrogate.co.uk for more. Now, on to matters of football of local interest this weekend, including Leeds United away at Blackburn Rovers Saturday lunchtime. But far closer to home, we've got Knaresborough Town in action at Golkey United, Harrogate Railway heading to Staveley Miners Welfare. The ladies play on Sunday, so we've got Boroughbridge Ladies going to Wortley, also Harrogate Railway Ladies at Republica Internationale, and Harrogate Town Ladies go to Alnwick this weekend. Kickoff there is 2 o'clock. Now, very soon we're going to be hearing from Jed Maloney at Knaresborough Town Women. They're playing their final home game of the year. They're up against Rangers Athletic LFC. But first of all, to League Two we go. Harrogate Town on the road at Sutton United, and before they hit the road to travel south, I hopped on a call with the gaffer. Here comes Simon Weaver. Simon, first of all, you were critical of the defence in particular after the FA Cup match at Bolton. Has your opinion softened any after you've gone through the video, or do you still feel that embarrassment that you mentioned in the post-match interview?
Well, that's gone now. I mean, I was disappointed, you know, on the day and on the Sunday, the day after. You know, you look back at the goals and they were poor from our point of view. We've got to be stronger mentally and physically, you know, when the ball's in our defensive third, as we have shown throughout the season that we can do it. By and large, we've had a better defensive record this season than previous years in the Football League. But we have to continually practice, continually strive to do better, because there was a lack of toughness against that, obviously, a better level of team, which is what they are. They're going to be in the Championship next year, but you can't. There was a bit too much respect shown on the day. But that's gone. You know, we had a great training session on Tuesday. We're aiming for that again today, and we will be working hard on set plays, because Sutton will throw everything at you.
When you have matches like the Bolton game, are there any positives that you manage to take from it, or is it just a case of you put it on the back burner, it's one to forget, you move on?
Well, you certainly, in terms of, you damage the vibe in the place if it's constant grind every day in terms of showing disappointment. I think my style has always been tell the truth quickly, try and learn from it, take lessons from each game, but then move on quickly so that you can think positively about your own attributes of the team and strengths going into the next game, and have optimism, because at the end of the day, the last two league games we've played very well indeed. Last one, certainly against Wrexham, we really stood up to the task, and in the second half, blew them away for legs and energy and ability, to be honest. So there's no need to be negative. You know, this is, it's a hard game against Sutton, but if we crack it on Saturday, we'll be in a very good position.
Yeah, here's hoping so. Just one, you mentioned negatives, and unfortunately, I don't want to dwell on the matter, but I need to ask you about the situation with the fan that threw the flare. I know the club and supporters club are united in their disgust at what happened. Has there been any developments in that to finding the culprit?
Yeah, it's I think it has been sorted out, and I think you know, the independent supporters club for Harrogate Town have dealt with it straight away, and that's what you want, and moved on, because you can't put people's safety at risk. It's not just a daft thing to do, it's a dangerous thing to do, what happened, and we've got a great group of fans, and it's just a shame that one incident mars the efforts of, you know, so many good characters that have been here for years looking after, you know, the players really in terms of their support. So it's a pity that that was a talking point, because I have to say the last few games the supporters have been massive, and they will continue to be, you know, as we strive to get to be a bit bigger, better club. We need that support, but we need good support.
Something that's made headlines within football this week is a phenomenal amount of money, the TV deal that's been struck for the Premiership, 6.4 billion or something mad. I lose track of where we're at with money filtering down to the EFL. What is the situation at the moment? Will clubs like yourselves eventually see any of that money, or is it going into the unknown at the moment?
No. I mean, the fan-led review has been ongoing, this process, through Rick Parry, who's been immense for the EFL and working on behalf of all our clubs, member clubs. We've got confidence in him that, especially with this TV deal from the top end coming through, that we will either have the benefits of an independent regulator through the government, or they'll strike up a deal, with the Premier League clubs, so that money is filtered down the leagues and helps it become sustainable. And we've got confidence in terms of the categories and criteria that you have to, the boxes basically that you have to tick to run a suitable club. I've got great confidence in the people involved here that we can reach all the criteria necessary to receive some of the funds. So if we can dig in as a football team, and stay in the Football League, which is obviously our aim, and to build on, where we're finished in the Football League before, then yes, we've got a lot of confidence that there'll be more funds available for a club like ours, and it will be great for our future. And we've got a lot to be thankful for in terms of Rick Parry and his efforts.
And something else is made headlines for you, yourself. It unfortunately didn't go their way, but the youth team in the FA Cup against Brighton, how pleased are you with that setup at the moment and how things are going and all the effort that's been put in?
Yeah, I mean, the aim is to produce talent for the first team, and it's a difficult business. The EPPP, which is Elite Player Performance Plan. So I know we've got good people involved. Rory McCarroll, Josh Law, Richard involved with the education, Will, who's head of sports science, and Laura, who's been the physio with us. They've worked so hard on these lads, and if we get a few through eventually, then brilliant. But it is a very, very hard process. It's been well documented. The Category 1 teams, unfortunately, there's a big dropout, and so therefore the education is important now. So we have to help players on and off the pitch in order for them to maximise their talents and strengths. But we're pleased that, we've got a couple of lads training with us today, and three lads from the youth team training with the first team. And we have to find our way eventually. So, to be able to encourage the local lads and concentrate fully on local talent and not be the very top ceiling for them and their ambitions. We'd like to produce players, more players like Craig McGilvery, who came and played for us and came on trial and played for us. Jack Emmett, who is still playing at Knaresborough, but he went to university and came out. So there's different routes, and you don't always have to follow suit. But, we're encouraged by the progress of some of the players, that's for sure.
And on to Sutton this weekend. From what I remember, they always seem to have a big physical side. Is that still the case?
Yeah, they're huge. They've always built it on a strong 4-4-2 format. Very, very strong at set plays. And so you can dominate the ball even at times. I'm not saying we've done that, but even if you do, you have to take advantage of your chances, because they will be throwing long balls into the box from just over the halfway line. Everything will be loaded into the box. And this is an area where we have to do better, and why we are practicing that in training. Albeit these days, with heading guidance, you can't overdo it, for people's health. But we have to keep working hard on the video analysis and be more streetwise, and we are working hard at that. So yeah, it's a difficult game in prospect, but one that we have to assert our characteristics on and, come away with something.
This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
As ever, big thanks to Simon Weaver for taking time out of his busy day to speak to me at Your Harrogate. And now to matters of Knaresborough Town Women and the head of women and girls football at the club, here's Jed Maloney. Jed, it's been far too long. I'm sorry it has been so long, but good to catch up with you and get you on the podcast. So, Knaresborough Town Women, for anybody who don't know, absolutely smashed the fourth division last season. You stepped up a couple of divisions, now in Division 2 of the West Riding League. Second in the table, but with five games in hand. So, If you were to win all those five, you would be joint top. Is that what you expected? Has it been better than expected so far?
It has, Peter. I mean, really, it was a little bit too straightforward last season. And I think, to be fair, the girls wanted a little bit more of a challenge. And that's exactly what we've had this season. Atletico, who are top of the table, we've beat them at our place 4-2, lost 2-1 at their place. Very good team. We're in two cup competitions, but one of them went to penalties when we played against Burley Trojans. So we've had some real challenges this season, and it's made for a little bit more excitement and one or two bits of disappointment as well.
And how has the team coped with those little bits of disappointment that you mentioned?
Well, they're not used to it. So they were, to be fair, they were devastated when we were beaten 2-1 at Atletico. But I sent them a quote from a fellow who knows a little bit about football, Sir Alex Ferguson, and he talks about the experience of defeat, or more particularly the manner in which a leader reacts to it, is an essential part of what makes a winner. So it's going to be very interesting to see this weekend how the girls respond to that particular performance. I would be confident that I would rather be Knaresborough Town Women this weekend than Dewsbury Rangers. But, you know, we'll see.
And am I right in saying, Jed, that this is the final home game of this year before 2024 is here?
It is, yeah. And we're a little bit behind. We only played six league games. But one of the reasons for that, obviously, is the weather. But the other is we've had a good run in the West Riding County Cup. And we've had a good run in the West Riding League Cup as well. So we're not complaining. We've got some catching up to do in terms of the league fixtures, but it's great to be in two cup competitions and doing so well.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody talks about, obviously, the FA Cup is probably the most well-known of cup competitions when it comes to football in this country, and the money that's attached to that, whether it be through TV rights or winning. What's it like at these grassroots levels when you talk about the cup competitions? Is there any financial gain to progress in it?
In the local competitions, there's no financial reward, but, you know, the FA Cup is massive in that respect. So we're hoping that next year we will be able to compete in that. But the good thing about these cup competitions, particularly the West Riding County Cup, you're playing against teams that are from quite often significantly higher divisions than the division that you're in. So, you know, it's great experience for the girls. So it'll stand us in good stead if we get into the FA Cup next season.
Well, fingers crossed. You mentioned the weather, which is something, state the obvious, but none of us can control it. How tricky is it when you've got the games mounting up this time of year and going into January and February, and even March can throw a few interesting nights and days of weather at us? So when you've got that backlog of games, how tough is it to rearrange with the opposing teams?
That's a very good question, that. And that is a game of two halves, Peter. We haven't had any. We've only had one fixture postponed at home, but we've had a number that have been postponed away from home. And sometimes it's been, you know, you've looked at the weather and thought, it's quite amazing that it's been postponed, but it is what it is. You know, we just hope that we don't end up with a massive fixture backlog come April, May. With the following wind, we should be okay. The only thing that might snooker it a little bit is if we do well in the cup competition. So personally, I'm hoping we have a fixture backlog. It'll mean the cup competitions have gone really well.
Yeah, that'd be great. Now, with regards to talking finances, I saw the club share on their social feeds the news that there's this payments off the back of the success of the Lionesses. Was it 30 million that is heading in the direction of women's football? If that's right, how much of that, if any, do clubs like yourselves see or will see?
Will really, at our level, we're not likely to see too much of it. Most of that is going towards the development of additional 3G facilities, and that's something that we're desperately short of in the Harrogate and District area. So hopefully we might get something in that particular area that benefits the whole of the area. But really, the most lucrative part of the game really is the FA Cup, so it's very important that we get involved in that as soon as we can.
Is that something that you would aim to get to, Jed, as a club, to get those facilities where you've got the 3G pitches that can be rented out to other teams, similar to how we saw the years ago when Harrogate Town, when the men's were in the non-league and people used to go to Wetherby Road and use it. And then you look at facilities at such places that spring to mind, Rossett and St Aidan seem to have a good setup as well with various pitches that, that teams use to train. Is that something that you have an aim to have at Knaresborough?
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty confident that that's something that the management team are discussing, purely and simply because, I mean, I saw firsthand at Harrogate Town just how beneficial it was, not just for the men's and women's team, but for the development of community relationships with a variety of different schools, you know, walking football, and a whole host of other things as well. So it's something that I'm sure our management team are thinking about.
It can go a long way, can't it, to really, I know you're very much a community club already, but to really cement the name of Knaresborough Town, not just the women, the men's, everybody really, just bring it all together and knit it as one big club, really.
You're absolutely spot on. I mean, we've got a very close working relationship with Knaresborough Celtic. In fact, we've got four or five of their girls that when they become 16 over the next couple of months, will be involved not just in training with our first team, but they'll be playing. They're really, really talented girls. But if you want to develop that down the age range, having a 3G facility is absolutely essential.
And in the short term, Jed, what's your wish for Christmas in 2024?
Well, I know football is very, very important in a lot of people's lives, but with what's going on at the moment in different parts of the world, it would be nice to think that following Christmas, the Christmas message of peace might fall on one or two ears, which at the moment seem to be a little bit deaf. But on a football front, I'm very, very keen for us to finish as high as possible in the division we're in at the moment, because I would love to be able to persuade the West Riding to do again what they did last season, and that is promote us two divisions. But to do that, we have got to finish top, end of.
Well, here's wishing you continued success. And it'd be great if we could continue to check in with you and Mike and some of the players as well going forward into 2024. And here's wishing you a very happy Christmas.
Thanks very, very much, Peter. All the best to you and the team as well. Okay.